Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. You know, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster, right? One minute you're soaring high, feeling invincible, and the next you're plummeting down into a pit of self-doubt. Ever feel like that? But what if I told you there's a way to build it and afford us a source of strength and courage that stays unshakable no matter what life throws you away? That's what we're diving into today, folks. Because in this crazy world, it's not just about surviving, it's about thriving. It's about showing up as the best version of ourselves, even when things get tough. So, how do we cultivate that inner strength and courage? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways to share that can really make a difference in your life. First off, embrace discomfort. This is huge, folks. You know those moments when you feel like pushing the easy button? Like saying no to something challenging because it feels easier. Yeah, those are often where real growth happens. Stepping outside your comfort zone, facing your fears head-on, that's where true courage is forged. Think about the first time you went for a big presentation at work or auditioned for a play in front of everyone. It felt terrifying, right? But look at you now. You survived it, learned from it, and probably even grew stronger because of it. Next up, practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself spiraling into negative thoughts? We all do it, especially when things get stressful. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on those anxious spirals. It's about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, noticing your surroundings. This helps you detach from those unhelpful thought patterns and respond to situations with a calmer, clearer mind. Number 3, cultivate gratitude. I know this sounds cheesy, but trust me, it works. When we focus on what we're thankful for, our perspective shifts. It's like looking through rose-colored glasses even when things are tough. There's always something to be grateful for. A loving family. A warm bed. A good cup of coffee. Start a gratitude journal and write down 3 things you're thankful for every day. See how your outlook changes. 4. Surround yourself with inspiring people. You know those friends or mentors who always lift you up, encourage you to be your best self. They're invaluable. Seek out these positive influences in your life, people who make you feel good about yourself and push you to grow. Avoid negativity like the plague, it drains you and holds you back. Remember, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Finally, never stop learning. This world is constantly changing, evolving, and there's always something new to discover. Be curious, read books, take courses, listen to podcasts like this one, keep your mind active and engaged. The more you learn, the more you grow, and the stronger you become. Let me share a quick story with you that illustrates these points perfectly. Picture this. A young musician named Sarah is about to perform at a prestigious music festival. She's been practicing for months, pouring her heart and soul into her music. But now, standing backstage, she feels crippling stage fright. She starts doubting herself, thinking, what if I mess up? What if no one likes my music? But Sarah remembers the lesson she's learned. She takes a few deep breaths, focuses on being present in the moment, and reminds herself of all the hard work she's put in. She visualizes herself performing confidently and connects with the gratitude for this incredible opportunity. Then she steps onto the stage, embraces the challenge, and delivers a breathtaking performance. The crowd goes wild. See, Sarah didn't let fear paralyze her. She cultivated inner strength through mindfulness, gratitude, and perseverance. She surrounded herself with supportive friends who believed in her talent. And most importantly, she never stopped learning and growing as a musician. So, what are the key takeaways? Remember these 5 things. Embrace discomfort, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, surround yourself with inspiring people, and never stop learning. Go out there today and build that inner fortress. It's time to face your fears, chase your dreams, and live life with courage and confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little stoic edge in their life. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of daily wisdom. Until then, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.